Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I think in the down market, the best thing to do is work with the right realtor who knows how to price the properties correctly. And that doesn't mean that you price it at market value. Like, you need to work with a realtor who knows the psychology of the buyers and has a marketing strategy that is unconventional and kind of different. You gotta cut through all the noise, right? Because now buyers have so many different options. So you wanna work with a realtor who knows how to price it. I think you gotta price it low in this market. And when I say low, I don't mean like ridiculously low. I'm not saying 50% off or something like that, because it will piss off a bunch of people and actually push away buyers who are interested in the property, because they think the seller's just playing games, right? So for example, I saw a home that's worth 2.4, tax assessed at 2.4, it's probably worth around 2.3. The realtor priced it at 1.6, and it's like they're putting it on market for like 2 weeks of open house and then taking offers. And I think that's, you know, the first thing my client asked was, what does the seller expect? I'm like, I called the listing agent, they're like, we don't know, depends on the offer. Well, it's pretty hard for me to help my buyer or help my client write on this property if the offer, it's like, oh, starting bid is $1. How much are you gonna offer? It's like, I don't know. How many offers are there? We don't know. So I think when you price your property too low, it really just turns away a bunch of buyers who are interested. And my buyers usually, they're like, it's a slow market. There's no rush. There's no urgency. Yeah, they priced it that way, but you know, they're not serious because they're just, you know, pricing it like auction style. So I think pricing it way too low is actually a disadvantage. Does it work sometimes? Sure. Does it work all the time? No. I think better is to price it a little bit lower than market value, but not too low. I think once you price it that low, you have to market the crap out of the home. You have to do really substantial, excellent marketing. Social media, professional videography, photography, floor plan, all that stuff. And definitely you have to work with the right realtor to be able to lure in other realtors and solicit offers. In a hot market, you don't need to be a good realtor to close deals. But in a slow market, you need a good realtor who knows how to communicate with interested parties, because interested parties in a slow market are borderline not interested because there's so much selection. So you need to work with a realtor who's able to solicit the borderline interested buyer and make them interested in your property as opposed to the other 10 that they've seen. Yeah, probably those are the key elements: getting the exposure, marketing it properly, pricing it right, working with the right realtor, working with the right team. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.